This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
And thank you for being with us on the Vedic Wisdom. Appreciate your time. I want to talk to you about the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. Now, we talk on this program about the importance of the spiritual master, that he's delineating knowledge and perspective. And we also talk about how the material world distracts us into concerns, into values and perspectives that aren't conducive with the development of our life's consciousness. We're more concerned with making money, social position, family responsibilities, things of this variety that are all connected directly to the relativity of your bodily existence in this life. Now, again, the living entity is an eternal living entity. That's the reality platform we have to start on. And that each one of us, as eternal living entities, we cycle through bodies, but we are eternal. So in other words, death isn't death of you and me, the eternal living entity. Death is the end of a body. And this is where many of the religions of the planet fall down. They make everyone think that I'm going to die. No. You never die. Your body, yep, it will die. But you never die. But this platform of eternal existence is not the platform that's being identified with you. You're not being identified on a daily level in the news, on the TV, in the society, in your family, in any experience you're having on a daily basis, that you are an eternal living entity. Nobody's looking at themselves or others like that. They're absorbed in the material conception of this life. If I look in the mirror, I see this person. I see what I recognize as me. No, you don't. You see your body. But the me is the observer, the conscious living entity who's looking in the mirror. That's you, the conscious person thinking, feeling, willing, making this body move, act, and experience. So the relationship with the spiritual master is on that platform. You and him. Not on what his body looks like, not on what your body looks like. It's based on the consciousness. And so the living entity who comes to the platform of material existence, and he recognizes that he's in a darkness. He's in a misconception that he is the body, and from the bodily perspective, everybody is sharing with him. He thinks that money and family and a variety of things here in the material world is the goal and focus of life, and he doesn't know he needs a spiritual master because they're not the goal of life. And the spiritual master helps you understand what it is. So we become entangled in the material existence of enjoyment on the temporary platform. And it's very difficult to get out of this entanglement and attain actual freedom. So if one is actually fortunate enough to get the association of a bona fide spiritual master, one who is a fully self-realized soul and is on the spiritual conception and platform all the time, he looks at you, he doesn't see your body, he sees the conscious being looking back at him. And then by his grace, one can be delivered from this illusory conception of life. If you're around people that are always relating to you eye to eye on the consciousness platform, as opposed to people who are always on the bodily platform, you raise yourself by association to that consciousness platform. And that is what the spiritual master is. He is on the consciousness platform, not the bodily platform. And he delivers you to that level of consciousness above this material misconception of life. So from that perspective, this is why the spiritual master is worshipped. He is on a platform that he doesn't fall down, ever. You have fallen down and are stuck down, and he helps you come back up, and you might slip again, and he helps you back up, and you might slip again, and up, and again, and up. And the spiritual master lifts you, helps you, encourages you, guides you until you're up, out of the ignorant misconception that you are the body. And he brings you to the light with knowledge. It says, the spiritual master has opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge. If you understand things in proper perspective and you're given the right understanding, you're given the right perspective on service and duty and what is bhakti yoga, and you come to that platform, it is like light in a darkened room. So if one takes the disciple out of the illusory side perspective and goes to the spiritual perspective, that is a spiritual master. He's able to bring you out of the misconception perspective and put you in proper conception perspective. And this is taking you out of conditioned life and putting into you the real side, life of freedom. So the spiritual master takes the disciple to the other side by opening his eyes with instructions of knowledge. So since we're suffering with the misconception, stuck in the misconception, the instructions of the spiritual master dissipate the darkness of this ignorance, removing it. And this disciple then is enabled, empowered, and educated to go to the other side of freedom. So it takes a long time. It can take many, many births, many, many lifetime cycles to get to the platform of being able to accept the spiritual master's instructions, being able to relieve oneself from the attachments to the illusion. So after many, many births, one's able to find a bona fide spiritual master and surrender to him. Such a bona fide representative will take him to the other side in the light. So the bona fide spiritual master is a true knower of the Vedic knowledge. He is actually knows the Vedic literature, and he understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And he uses knowledge, Vedic knowledge, which comes to the last, topmost phase of knowledge. There are different types of knowledge, but we're interested in ordinary knowledge and economic growth and benefit and family attachments, as opposed to actual knowledge. All right? So one can study to do things in the material conception of life, be an electrician, some other economic structure where he's able to do something in the material world. And this kind of knowledge is called temporary. But real knowledge is known as Vedic knowledge. And this is knowledge of oneself. What we are, what I am, and what is God, and the understanding of one's relationship between God and what is one's duty in relationship to God. This culminates in bhakti yoga, service in love and devotion. So if one's searching for knowledge, he has to inquire. And he should inquire from one who knows, one who is a knower of the Vedic knowledge, one who is realized from the platform of spiritual eternal existence, one who is looking upon you and the entire manifestation as the living entities in bodies, not bodily identification. And he understands how the material world works. He's skilled in the Sankhya philosophy, skilled in bhakti yoga. He understands all of them and their interactions and their perspectives. And he teaches you how to get out of the threefold mysteries of life. Thus, misery is caused by your own mind and body. Misery is caused by other living entities upon you. And misery is caused by material nature and your environmental predicament. So this material nature is empowered to keep you embodied until you show signs that you want freedom. You recognize this so-called enjoyment isn't actually enjoyment. You want freedom from this forced cycle of birth and death. You actually want knowledge of how to get out of here. You actually want to see things from that spiritual platform always. That's why you accept a spiritual master. He sees things from the spiritual platform always. And by associating with him and learning his point of view and getting his clarification of what is really the substance and what is really the illusion, one becomes qualified to enter into bhakti yoga. And that higher perspective, on that higher perspective, the material nature gets instructed from the Lord, let this boy go. Let this person free. The person has the right desire. Finally, maybe it's been 1,000 births, but finally. So, material nature, let these sufferings stop. Free them from their own cycle of karma. Let them return. Let them engage in some service. So when the Lord tells nature, let go, then liberation is achieved. So those that are learned and intelligent look to the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master for relief from these threefold miseries of life. You cannot overcome the threefold miseries of life with your limited potency. It's the other way around. You are imprisoned in these bodies under the modes of nature and under the threefold sufferings. It's like a prison house. You don't get to walk out. But if you understand the instructions of the spiritual master and you recognize, revive your eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, you are given a pass out. And the prison opens. Now, this platform means you move out of the material conception of life into the spiritual conception of life, and you gradually develop the concepts and the vision to see God. God is there all the time, but we don't have the eyes because we're seeing incorrectly. We're looking from without instead of from within. And when one sees from within by the instructions of the spiritual master, he can grow and he can develop the ability to see the Lord. Now, the Lord still has his independence. He can reveal to you or not as he feels you are ready. But as the Lord reveals himself to you, it reaffirms the instructions of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the root of the tree of devotion. He is the one that gives you the bhakti creeper, the seed of devotion, that grows into loving service. So the vision becomes cleared from material misconception and covered with the ointment of love. That the relationship is actually one of caring for each other. If you use your free will to develop the platform where you care about whether the Lord is satisfied with your work and activities, the Lord, seeing selfless devotion in you, which is bhakti yoga, reciprocates and cares about you. Otherwise, he lets you stay under the control of material nature. He lets you stay within the universal structure and management system that's set up to keep you moving along, enjoying your senses and your economic growth. But he can free you from that, and he takes charge personally. The living entity who is engaged in his service is awarded support, awarded recognition, and opportunity to render further service in the devotional consciousness of bhakti yoga. Now, this all starts with meeting a spiritual master who is on the transcendental platform and helps see you and you to see him from a spiritual perspective. And that spiritual perspective snuffs out the material misconception, just like water puts out fire. Exactly. So you move to that platform of spiritual vision, you move to that platform of selfless service, you move to that platform of enlightenment, service, surrender, and worship to the spiritual master, you move to the platform of rendering service that is pleasing to the Lord, and the Lord reciprocates to you. So how much more valuable can a relationship be than that? You look at people, it's my friend. My car broke down. I call my friend. He's come and helped me. Oh, whew, thank goodness. What a great friend. Or I found another friend. And we have a new job opening here. Would you be interested? If you came in, we could see if it suits you and if it suit us. There's a job opportunity, much better pay, much better opportunity. This friend has given you such a great new job opportunity. Well, take a look at what we're talking about here. The spiritual master is giving you the highest conception of reality. Here, I'll get you out of the threefold miseries of life. I'll get you out of the struggle of existence. That's what the spiritual master is offering. You simply have to give up your attachment to temporary things and understand, take the seed of devotion and plant it in your heart and understand how to engage in bhakti yoga that renders service and satisfaction to the Supreme. The spiritual master guarantees you this process works. Just like the employer, here, you have the job. 100 applicants, but you have the job. Similarly, the spiritual master, this is the right conception. Millions of other conceptions of life you can have. But this is the conception that gets you out of the cycle of birth and death, out of the threefold miseries, engages you in bhakti yoga. You taste your normal condition of healthy life again. Just like the prisoner, he's pardoned. The door opens, he's in free life again. He's pardoned. You can get, let's call it, pardoned by the spiritual master. He can open the door. He can see to it that the door of illusion is opened and you enter into the reality of devotional service. This is why the spiritual master is respected as a transparent via media of the mercy of the Lord. The spiritual master is so kind. He is so merciful. He is so patient. He is so committed. He makes a promise. If you surrender to me and render service to me, I will guarantee to get you liberated from the material struggle for existence. Now that's a bona fide friend. Talk about somebody who helps you out. Because we're in an embarrassing situation. We're going through life, getting older by the day, and we aren't ready to conquer the science of death. We are not ready to make this end of this material body be the liberating point where my eternal conscious self moves on to a platform of eternal reality in utter happiness. So, wait a minute. If that's possible, what am I doing? I'm rambling around in this material world worrying about insignificant things and considering all sorts of relationships and items from an illusory perspective of life, giving them artificial value when they don't actually add up in getting myself liberated from the cycle of birth and death, the threefold miseries of life, the material misconception. So this is why in the growth of the consciousness of the living entity, he gets to the human form of life, then he has the opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master, then he has the opportunity to render service and be enlightened by that spiritual master, then the door is open for success to return to eternal life and happiness in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. So the meeting of the spiritual master is a pivotal point in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is a very, very good picture drawn, nicely drawn by artists, that shows you that the platform where the prospective disciple, you or I, meets the spiritual master on this platform, immediately two paths open. And the one path is the path of attachment and illusion and confusion and rejecting the spiritual master and absorption in sensual activities and lust, greed, anger, and envy. And the other path that opens is purification and enlightenment and knowledge and education and service and a higher perspective of life, freedom from the material cycle of birth and death. That platform of meeting the spiritual master is that pivotal platform. You can take it up or you can drop it down. And the opportunity is there for you. And it can be a very long time before you get the opportunity again if you miss it. But if you take it, there is never a loss. There is never a chance of going down. Yes, you can fall back down to the primitive platform, but you can't go all the way to nowhere. You have to try to go nowhere. The spiritual master will always be saying, you know, get back up. This is how you look at that. You missed that this time, try that again. Here is the God-conscious perspective. Don't forget you're the eternal spirit soul, not the body. He's constantly reviving you, constantly bringing you back to that perspective of spiritual life, spiritual light, as opposed to this material attachment ignorance. So this is the mercy of the spiritual master upon the living entity, perspective disciple, struggling in the material world with the forces of nature, struggle for existence. So this is why the spiritual master is respected, highly respected, worshipped even, because he's rendering the highest service to the living entity, giving him the opportunity to return home back to Godhead, that platform that is actually eternal. So the spiritual master for this planet, the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this age, is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His books have, in the hundreds of millions are on the planet. Find a book by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Read that book. Learn His instructions. Become His disciple. Surrender unto Him. Follow His instruction. His mercy is there even if He's not physically standing next to you. Take that opportunity. Take that mercy. This is the important step you can take in the human form of life. This is called self-realization. The mercy of the relationship of the spiritual master to the disciple.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.